Hi, it's Garen with Shamrock Roofing and Construction. Need a new roof fast? Consider Shamrock Roofing and Construction. Our rapid repair team will get you a quote within 24 hours and will always repair before we replace. One call does it all. ShamrockRoofer.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Monday, April 29th. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucchetti, Jay Gutierrez. And we want to remind you tonight, Monday Night Raw comes to Kansas City. T-Mobile Center starts at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be awesome. The WWE's 2024 draft live at Monday Night Raw just announced. U.S. Champion Logan Paul will be there. CM Punk returns to Kansas City. And we have one of the superstars of the WWE in studio with us. Joining us right now, Liv Morgan is here. Liv, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing so great. Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for coming in early to join us
happy
and
to
say
be here.
Hello to Kansas City.
Hello, Kansas City.
And so this is very exciting tonight, Monday Night Raw. And so for people that are still wondering if they should go, tickets are still on sale. You can get great seats right now, access.com and at tmobilecenter.com. We want everyone in Kansas City to come out tonight, right? It's going to be a great night.
We always put on an amazing show, but we have an especially amazing show tonight for Kansas City. Like you said, tonight is the continuation and the finalization of our 2024 WWE Draft. On Friday night, we started it, and I was the first female drafted to Raw. Oh, thank you. And so tonight, we find out the culmination of, you know, our new rosters. It's like the Wrestling New Year right after WrestleMania, so it's going to be a great show.
Take us through. It was thrilling to watch you attack Rhea Ripley on your revenge tour. Let's talk about that if you don't mind.
About that all
well, please,
day.
Go ahead. The stage is yours.
Well, essentially, to make a long story short, I have a ton of history with Rhea Ripley. That includes many peaks and valleys. That kind of culminated about 8 months ago when she attacked me and tore my shoulder and put me on the shelf. The first time in my career that I had a severe injury that needed time off. And so the whole 8 months, if you guys can imagine, all that I had on my mind was coming back and getting my revenge on Rhea Ripley, which I did a couple weeks ago. I attacked her backstage, and now she's gone off the shelf. Had to vacate her championship, the women's world title, which is the very first thing that I am coming for now.
It was a bit of it wasn't awkward, but a little bit of a stare down with you and Dominic Mysterio. What was that all about?
Well, you know, I did take his mommy away,
right?
So work has been a little bit awkward, and I had just happened to run into him, and so we just had a little bit of a moment of just disdain, you know?
Right.
Not really much to say there. I don't like the man, definitely don't like his woman, and so I just wanted him to know that, you know, yes, I did that, and I am still here.
And the revenge tour continues.
Oh, yes, the revenge tour doesn't stop until I win the Women's World Championship.
Right. Nate Bucchetti, you see that? You going to doubt her?
No.
Doubt her right
never,
now.
My never goodness, doubt no. me. My
never.
Goodness. That's
what,
the worst thing you can do to
right?
me.
Wouldn't dream of it. It stands out to me, though, when you say that that's like the first time you've had a significant injury, because you're a daredevil. Like, how do you, because I can't even ride a Segway without breaking my leg. How do you avoid injury with the things that you're willing to do and the things that you're capable of in the ring? I mean, to me, it's like it's amazing.
Thank you. I just say a little prayer and wish for the best. That's all I can really do. What we do is incredibly dangerous. We take risks all the time. I've been very lucky to have an almost 10-year career with my shoulder being the biggest injury that I had. And I've made a full recovery. We have a great medical team. And so I'm just 100% cleared and just ready to become the new champion.
Was there a point that you could look back at, maybe growing up or any point even before you became a wrestler, where you fell in love with the sport?
Oh, yes.
What was it?
I've been in love with WWE since I was 5 years old.
Okay,
I grew up with
four
older brothers, and so naturally I kind of liked anything that they liked. I idolized them, and they loved WWE. So I remember the first time I watched WWE, I was just so taken aback by the physicality of it. I was such a little tomboy growing up. I was always wrestling with my brothers, and so I was watching women kick butt and be these amazing figures. My first role models were WWE women superstars, and so it was always kind of like a pipe dream of mine. I didn't grow up with like the connections or money to conceivably make my way to WWE, and as fate had it, I was able to make that dream come true. But ever since I was a little girl, I've been obsessed with WWE.
Who were your favorites when you were a kid?
I loved Lita.
I was going to say Lita.
Yeah, you know, she wore baggy pants and sneakers, and she was such a tomboy wrestling the boys, and I saw myself in her. I grew up wearing baggy pants and sneakers and wrestling my brothers, and so I saw this woman, and I was like, wow, we could be friends, you know, and that's something that I hope to give to my fans watching me as they watch me, and they're like, wow, like, Liv could be my best friend.
Kansas City's such a great wrestling town. I was watching a documentary about Sherry Martel, who was one of the greatest women wrestlers ever, and, you know, and what she did and how she kind of laid the groundwork out for all of the great WWE superstars we see now. And it's so cool because, I mean, there's the level, right, of the women wrestlers that in the past, maybe they'd get a spot on a pay-per-view, maybe they'd get a spot, but now, you guys are headliners. You guys, many times, you guys have the match of the night.
For sure. The women's evolution is truly no joke. We went from, like you said, fighting for 2 minutes of TV time, maybe not even being featured on the show, to now we are main eventing, we are stealing the show. There's not many more firsts left for us to accomplish, which is like incredible. So we just have to keep finding new ways to continue breaking these glass ceilings, if there's even any left. I mean, the women's division across the board is so incredible, and I think this is the very best time to be a female WWE superstar.
I think that female sports in general have taught us a lot of things here. Just recently, we watched it, we all got wrapped up in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. And it's about the characters, right? It's about, you've got heroes and villains. You got people you're rooting for and you're not. And you guys have figured that out better than any sport. I want to go back to what you said about your childhood, though, because a mutual friend of ours, Kevin Patrick.
Kevin! Shout out to Kevin!
I was texting him about you, and he spoke very highly of you, but he said that not only did you and your brothers like to wrestle, he said you guys built your own wrestling.
We did. Don't try this at home. Don't do it.
So, like, what was that like? You know, you and your brother, were you more enthralled with the characters or more enthralled with, like, the athleticism?
All of it. I think it was all of it. I had never seen anything like that. And WWE is exactly what you said. It's like the pinnacle of entertainment to me. It's everything involved. It's story-based. So much physicality. It's like watching your favorite show, except everyone breaks out into like a brutal brawl, you know, midway through.
Which is great. That's why it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But I loved it all. I think I kind of, you know, personally, I grew up in a little bit of a chaotic household. And so when WWE was on, that was like my escape. Nothing else mattered. Didn't matter what was going in the house. WWE was on, and that it just took me away. And so it just carried me throughout my life. I like based all my life decisions on like, hopefully one day I'll be in the WWE. So I've got to, you know, make good decisions, be smart, not get in trouble. And so it really, like, guided and shaped me my whole entire life.
And here you are, right?
And here I am.
Like,
I have a real wrestling ring in my backyard now, not a makeshift
one. Yeah, really?
So, yeah,
that's awesome.
We moved up a little bit.
Nice.
You know what was so cool? And so, you know, we just went through the two-night WrestleMania and watching that. And, like, we're the right age. We're, you know, geeks that grew up, you know, in love with when I was growing up, you know, that was the era of Hulkamania, but I was always the Nature Boy Ric Flair fan. I always loved the heels, but that moment, and it was cool that it was on Peacock so more people could see it, but that moment in the main event, when it's...
Oh, man.
I mean, here comes The Rock. Here comes Undertaker. Here comes John Cena. And we have this text chain. We're like, we're all freaking out.
Everyone was freaking
out. Right, but that's what was so cool. Like, even the other wrestlers were freaking out.
Yeah,
and the
everyone.
People who were there were freaking out. Like, I felt like that, like, the wrestling explosion, it was almost like a comeback where even more people that maybe haven't watched as much lately join the people that are obsessed with it now.
Yeah, wrestling's cool again, if you didn't know. Oh. Join the club.
But was that, so you feel that? Wasn't that like just a great moment in time in the WWE?
Incredible. They weren't kidding when they said, you know, the greatest WrestleMania of all time. I was backstage, and I can't tell you, everyone that I'm watching with, we're jumping out of our seats, literally.
Right.
We work with the company, and we're jumping out of our seats. And I think that's just like the beauty and the magic of WWE. And, you know, we want to put smiles on faces, and we did just that, I think, 100 times over. I think everyone was surprised and stunned and giddy and felt like a little kid again that night, you know, seeing all their favorites, whether it was The Undertaker, The Rock, you know, crowning Cody as new champion. He finally finished his story.
Right.
There was just so much to kind of be excited for, and I feel like everyone just felt involved.
But you, like you mentioned Cody, and he loves Cody Rhodes, baby, in there.
Oh, yeah.
But
big Cody fan, right.
And I grew up, you know, watching the American. My dad took me to Atlanta to watch the American Dream Dusty Rhodes take on Ric Flair at the Omni, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, you know, you finish the story. It's about storytelling, right?
For sure.
And if
First
you invest in the storytelling, then everybody cares. And that's what I took away from WrestleMania. Everyone cared, and they were invested so much. And like, you know, with what you're doing and your revenge tour, it's great storytelling. People care, and that's the connection. It makes you feel like a kid again. But it makes you feel invested in this, and then you get the payoff like that, and there's nothing better.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, the revenge tour is just getting started, so if you don't like it, cry about it. But
that's
if
right.
I were you guys, I'd watch me.
Right.
You know, the other thing that's phenomenal about WWE, watching with my buddies, I work doing soccer games around the country, and a couple of the producers that I work with are huge WWE fans, and they watch it from the production standpoint.
Yeah.
And they are adamant. They're like, there's not better production quality
in
the world of professional sports than the show that you guys put on. And when you watch it from that perspective, are you, like, when you're on the inside of it, mm-hmm. are you blown away by how intricate production level is on the show that you guys, especially to do it from town to town?
Especially recently, too, we've been playing around with production a bit. We have, like, these new camera angles, these new shots that I think add so much to the show, seeing things in a different light that we haven't necessarily shown before. But, yeah, everyone works so hard. It's not an easy feat to do this show to show between the building, the setup. Getting the right camera angles. Our crew is the best in the very world. So always thank you to them. They're like the unsung heroes of what we do, really. The show doesn't go on without them. And so, yeah, the very best production.
WWE's been such a great platform for so many stars to go on to other things, right?
Yeah.
And you've been in a movie, Kill Room, Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman. What was that like?
It was a crazy experience. So I didn't get to meet Samuel L. Jackson. He was finished filming before my day on set, but I got to, you know, shoot a scene with Uma, and just being in her presence was so incredible and just like motivating and just kind of like a pinch me moment. Like, oh my goodness, how am I here? But yeah, that just shows, you know, just the testament of how huge and global the WWE brand is, that, you know, Little Liv Morgan was able to have a spot in this movie with these iconic Hollywood film legends. I was very grateful for WWE allowing me to kind of try to create a little space for myself in that world. But it was amazing. It was inspiring. And she's so beautiful and stunning in person. I was like, whoa.
You know what I admire so much about all the athletes in the WWE? The unbelievable schedule, the bumps that you take. You're here at 7 a.m. talking with us.
Happy to.
I mean, but it's... You have to really, I mean, it's you have to love it, I would think, right?
For sure.
But it's not just in the ring, it's out of the ring, it's all encompassing.
It's so much more, and that's what I was kind of like, you know, touching on before. WWE is so much kind of bigger and more to it than I feel like people imagine. I don't know any other like organization or sport or entertainment in the world that has this group of people that are athletes, but can speak, like you could present at award shows, you can be at galas, you can do movies. There's no limit as to what a WWE superstar can do, but that just like shows how amazing the company is and like laying the foundation work for us and the prep that we do to kind of be able to do it all.
So for anyone out there that's on the fence, should I go to the big show tonight? What are you telling? What are they going to see?
100%. Bring your mom, bring your dog, bring your uncle. I don't know if your dog could get in.
Yeah,
so maybe actually
check on that.
Don't bring the dog.
No, they cut us off in that.
Maybe a service dog. Maybe a service dog.
Absolutely.
But between the pyro, the people, it's such a high energy event that even if you haven't watched, you can go there tonight and have so much fun with your family and friends because the energy is so high, it's hard not to be involved. You know, everyone's cheering or everyone's booing, and it's so encompassing with the whole arena that you just want to join in, even if you have no idea. So even if it's your first time, I think you'd have such an amazing time, and we'd make a new fan out of you 100%.
Is there any way you'll attack someone backstage? That's what I like.
You
Is there any chance?
There's a very, very high chance that I may do something like that.
That's what we like.
It's the revenge tour.
Right.
It's
it doesn't tour. Stop until she gets the title.
It
she told me that three times. You don't listen. You know what? But we're
I'm afraid
it,
of getting attacked backstage
well,
myself
no,
right now.
That's what happened to him,
you
actually.
You hurt your foot. You were off limits.
Yeah,
if you didn't have that boot on your foot, then, you know, maybe.
But. He's also in search of the women's title, but we don't think he'll ever get there.
Oh, yeah, then I'm going to have to fight you for that. I'm sorry.
Jake, would you like this? Jake was more excited than anyone when you're going to come in studio, so we're going to give our producer a chance. He doesn't talk very much, but here he is. He brushed his beard today. It's a very special day for him. Jake, do you have anything to say to Liv Morgan before she leaves?
I thought it was fascinating that Lita was like your idol because I like the Hardy Boys were the Hardy Brothers.
Iconic.
She flew. Like they threw it out there. So, I mean, I think that's awesome that when you reference Lita.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
The Hardy Brothers were, I love them.
Yeah. They're definitely one of the greatest tag teams of all time. But
so, do
Lita
you have any other family members that are in wrestling?
No, but, you know, it was all of my brother's dream as well. You know, and so they watch me and they're just. Kind of still blown away. You know, it never gets old. They come to my shows. They support me whenever they can. They're watching me every week. As soon as I'm on, I have 100 texts from my family group chat, either, you know, telling me good things or bad things.
They critique
normally
your work?
Can you believe they critique my work?
Save it. I'm the one in the WWE,
right.
Not you,
no,
chuckleheads.
I mean, you know, if who's not going to be honest with you, if not your family, you know? But they always say nice things. They never really have anything bad. But I'm always like, tell me, like, what can I work on?
That's right.
You know, they're just so happy for me to think everything I do is great, which, you know, is either good or bad.
a must follow on X, by the way. You Only Live Once, one of the best handles on X that I've seen. And tonight, T-Mobile Center, tickets available, access.com, T-MobileCenter.com. It's going to be a great show. It's the WWE's 2024 draft live at Monday Night Raw. Liv Morgan, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. You are awesome. And we will all be waiting patiently for you to win that women's championship.
Yes.
We're very excited for you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you. I'd definitely be sure to watch me if I were you guys. I have some crazy tricks up my sleeves. You see how big my sleeves are today?
That's right.
I have crazy tricks
there,
up here.
Okay.
Lots of tricks.
All right. And when you see Rhea Ripley, give her one more chair shot for us.
Yeah.
Just one.
I have a feeling she's going to be gone for a long, long, long time.
Oh, boy. That is Liv Morgan. We'll be back after this on WHB. You know what? Honestly, we're lucky enough to meet a bunch of people and interview people doing this job. It's so cool when we meet someone like that's genuinely nice. Liv Morgan was unbelievable. What a genuinely nice young lady that is immensely talented in the ring with the WWE. And so we're already fans, but bigger fans. You liked that, didn't you, Jake?
This is awesome. Awesome.
He's very proud of himself.
He should be.
Yes.
No, but it's always really cool to meet someone that, you know, then on the air and off the air. And thanking us for our time. What a genuinely nice person.
Especially people that are on a stage that big and are that famous.
Lebo likes when I use the language. I mean, since he's gone big time, you know, Apple, MLS, Nate's become a total prick to people.
Complete a-hole.
And so, like, when you see someone like Liv Morgan that continues
down
to treat
people
well.
Yeah, it's hard not to when you become such a big deal.
But
well,
he was nicer because nice. It's kind of same level.
So yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We didn't get that WrestleMania here. They did that outside in Philly.
I just almost cussed.
Two nights?
I want that so bad. I want that for me.
Get on that, Mark Donovan.
Wouldn't that be great? Why couldn't they?
Why couldn't they? They did it in Philadelphia. That's outside.
And
Jake, can you start
time of the year.
Investigating that, please? Put the word out there.
I can look into it.
It was a little chilly up in Philly, right? But it was nice.
Chilly in Philly?
It was...
Dude, it would be fantastic in Kansas City.
This was...
I wonder how you make a bid on that.
It's just like anything, probably. Just the city. You know what? Let's get Kathy Nelson on that.
Former intern of the Stephen St. John Show, known to many as Sexual Chocolate, known to even more as Kevin Moyer.
Kevin Moyer?
Has just sent me a message. Great interview with Liv. Thanks for keeping it kayfabe. I knew you would respect kayfabe. Kevin Moy, huge wrestling fan, still monitors the show from Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so very good job from Kevin Moyer weighing
Hello,
in on
Kevin.
That.
Hello, Kevin. I hope you're still listening, even though
and please,
Morgan anymore.
Please do not fall out of any golf carts.
Right. I bet he hasn't done that since.
Well, I hope not.
I hope not.
Okay. Now, here you are.
He took a roll.
I can't wait for you to say something smart-ass about the Chiefs draft. What
did
you think?
I think they did a nice job.
Boom.
They did a nice job.
They did a well job. Boom.
They addressed needs that everyone kind of thought they had. I think getting...
Stop right now. Don't say anything. Second round pick. Name him. Go. Kingsley.
Sumatea.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Close. I think you left out one syllable, but you're
doing it.
My most
he did a well job.
That I had on Friday night was as this pick was approaching, we're out there and we're all in the pit. You know, all of our folks, Jesse, Sam, Matt Derrick, Vahe, all the TV folks were having there. And
Go
Matt
on.
Derrick does not want to have to say this name for the next 5 years.
He's going to. I'll make him say it all the time.
30 though. Minutes before it was coming, he could see it. It's happening. He is going to be the Chiefs draft pick. And when he got picked, when you get mad on, it's just so funny. He was so mad. But then we kept doing exactly what you were doing. We all kept saying the name.
Practice,
you
got to practice
name.
It over and over
tell
again.
You what, that guy was a freaking ray of sunshine on the Zoom. Absolute personality, wonderful. Is as happy as I've been talking to someone on a Zoom ever, on their first ever Zoom. I'm like, hey, this is a dude who this could be a now. They will probably crush his spirit when talking to the media.
Yeah, play that last clip I sent you of Kingsley talking
great.
About this.
I mean, it was just, you know, it was late on Friday night, and it just made us smile.
He's now one of my favorite players on the Chiefs because of this clip here, Jake. Well, you'll see why. I love it. Play it.
Most definitely, just independent hands and being able to feel my body shift, being able to use one hand versus punching with both. So just where I can find the most strength where I punch out from.
He's talking about his father putting him in boxing because he was a hothead when he was little, and he's been a boxer all his life, and it's helped him.
It was funny. Nick Jacobs asked him what his favorite kind of block was. And he went into detail about, he called it whatever it was. And he was like, he just name dropped like Nick Bosa. He's like, Nick Bosa thinks he's going to get there. I'm going to get there
right.
First. I'm going to meet you. I mean, he's just, I loved it. And Xavier Worthy, I think, is a...
Well, before you leave, that's not just a throwaway comment just because I love boxing. Oh, he's a boxer now. I love him. That's true. But anyone that knows anything about boxing... One of the most important aspects of
footwork.
His footwork.
Yeah.
And he's by, and all light on your feet.
Yeah,
and being able to different angles. And so they talk so much, and true, wrestling has a tremendous impact on offensive line play. If you were a great wrestler, that could help you so many ways as an offensive lineman. And now you're seeing also more with mixed martial arts and being hand usage, boxing,
leverage,
and being a left tackle, and everything, being lying on his feet, and just the hand movement, head movement, just all the angles, tremendous. I love it. Let's go.
He was an absolute ray of sunshine. You know, sometimes these things, they've had a long day. He maybe thought he was going to get picked the day before, you know, and he gets, they didn't have like a draft party TV live stream of it. And we're all like, where was his draft party? Because they had like pictures of everyone's draft parties. And then we finally got him on the Zoom afterwards, and he explained to everyone who was at his party. And he was, that was kind of low key, but his family has lots of NFL pedigree to it. He's Penei Sewell's cousin. He listed them all off. It was too many for me to even remember. But he was just really, I mean, when you see the video of them, the Chiefs called him, he was in tears. I mean, I just love that when you're not only excited to get drafted, but, my God, you got drafted by the Chiefs. I get to block with Patty Mahomes.
Right.
I mean, it was just hilarious.
He has a chance to be one of Patrick Mahomes' best friends for the next several years.
I'll protect him walking out to the practice field.
Okay.
I mean, just love it.
So we talked about this. And there, I mean, we don't know because you have to know what the Chiefs believe. But you bring back Donovan Smith now or no?
Don't know. I mean, he's going to be a cheap guy to have. I mean, I guess you could probably do it. You can't have enough linemen, but there'll be a number situation there. You know,
do you think Kingsley will compete right away for left tackle, or is this Wanye Morris hold his place and maybe bring back Donovan Smith, or I mean, use this a pick that he'll be the starter down the road? How do you think they view him?
Well, I think we'll ask Veach that today. We didn't get a chance to talk to him after this pick. We talked to Mike Borgonzi, but Veach will talk today, maybe asking that question. But I think the answer is going to be, could be a lot of things. I mean, Donovan Smith could come back. You know, there was talk when they first signed Juwan Taylor that he was going to maybe be left tackle, and then they signed Donovan Smith after. Maybe they'll put them all in a bucket and say, just go compete.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, just, you
put
know,
him
say,
on a bucket and say, you know.
In the bucket. Yeah.
No, he's a flavor, you right chuck it.
I mean, you know, because Wanye could possibly play. He played a little left tackle. Mixed reviews on that. Kingsley can play a little
bit. By the way, I'm going to buy you this jersey. I don't know. Would you wear this if I bought you that?
No, I don't need that.
I'm buying it for you.
I don't need that.
I didn't ask if you needed it.
I don't want to wear it.
I said that I'm going to buy you this jersey. Will you wear it?
I will not wear it.
I never at one point did I say, hey, do you need this?
I'm not wearing that.
But I saw a similar jersey when I went to a Vancouver Canucks hockey game.
You came off?
No. It's a hockey jersey. And it's S-U-C-K-M-E-O-V.
That's Lithuanian, I think.
You know, yeah. It's a Sukmiov. Yeah. I believe is how you pronounce it.
But I just finished.
Honestly,
finish hockey,
you guys, you know, the best idea right now would be to send me home.
Really, no, you're fine. You have a long
in
way
my
to go.
State of mind. Just send me home.
Man,
I did get a chance on Friday to shake Xavier Worthy's hand. They brought him in.
Was it slight?
He is skinny. They brought him in and because he was there to meet all the coaches, and he didn't do a press conference. They just brought him in and to say, hey, here's some of the media you saw on the Zoom yesterday, shake their hand, whatever. He is slight, but he's tall. You know, I think, you know, he's listed a couple different heights. But
he's young, too. He can fill out
young.
A little bit.
Dude, he just turned 21.
Saturday.
And I did tell him, I said, listen, I just, full disclosure here, I went to Oklahoma. And he's like, oh, no. And I said, listen, you have good Sooner teammates now. You're in the NFL. Yeah. A lot of good Sooners in that room for you. You're going to be teammates with these guys. And he said, yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's good to see him.
He doesn't like it?
Well, sure he's got to like it. They all have teammates. Listen, Charles Domenihue and Creed Humphrey have to coexist and win a Super Bowl together, whether they went to Oklahoma and Texas. That's how
it works.
That
doesn't mean Domenihue likes Oklahoma now.
They have some fun on those weeks. But I like the college rivalry stuff happening in the locker room like that. So we got a little Oklahoma and Texas going on in there.
You guys are cohorts anyway, you know.
We got
conspire
against the league and run off together.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Now the BYU's in the league, now just leave on them.
Yeah. I can't get enough thinking about this, like how Andy Reid's going to use Worthy. I mean, because one of the things you think about, like, okay, he is skinny, so does that mean the teams might be able to jam him a little bit and all that stuff? The way Andy Reid uses motion, they're going to sprint that guy all over the line.
Is it as simple as this? If you look back at DeSean Jackson, very similar as far as height and weight.
Andy dropped his name.
And Andy Reid can just go dust off. So how do we use old DeSean Jackson? And this is how we're going to use him, because we talked about this on Friday. People, because of this is the Tyreek Hill. No, it's not the Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill built like a running back. It's a different guy. Mm-hmm. The comp is DeSean Jackson. And Andy said it. Worthy said he modeled his game after DeSean Jackson. And then you go and look. They're about the same size. And their games were speed. And DeSean Jackson was a hell of a receiver.
And there's one huge difference. DeSean Jackson didn't have Patrick Mahomes throwing him the football.
No, he didn't.
What we've been missing a little bit the last couple years since the Tyreek Hill trade is that complete threat.
Downfield, take the top off
the defense. Having a guy that Mahomes can't overthrow, and because Mahomes can get it down the field as well as any player in the NFL, and now he's got the guy that can actually he can't overthrow, that that can go that fast and go get it. And I'm such a believer in having weapons that force the other team to make decisions. We have to have somebody over there to protect us over the top. And he's not like when you watched him play in college, he's not just a deep threat. He's not just a guy that's going to go run vertical routes all the time. He can actually go catch the ball, and they'll find so many ways to use him. I just think I felt like the biggest thing that they need to do is find the next playmaker, like not just decent wide, because they've obviously found a way to plug in this wide receiver and that wide receiver.
Yeah, they won two Super Bowls without that playmaker.
Yeah, but I still consider Travis Kelce to be a guy that completely changes your game plan. Like,
but it's not like a wide receiver talking about.
But a playmaker. Weapon that's like this guy, like Patrick Mahomes, is going to be throwing passes to him for a long time. And it's going to be a problem. I just think it's going to be such a problem for other teams.
I'm excited for it. The only complaint that any draftnik would have about anything the Chiefs did is that they did have to trade up to get these two players.
Yeah.
But who cares?
They have everything.
They have a Super Bowl roster without these players on their
team. Let Veach cook.
This is the time to do it. They had two things they really needed to get, and then everything else is supplementing their roster. They didn't need, like a couple years ago when they acquired Tyreek Hill, they needed to rebuild their defense. They needed a bunch of draft picks.
And they did that.
Yeah. This is the time to go get the, because the thing too is like for the Chiefs, I felt like finding that tackle and finding that wide receiver, that playmaker, hard to do when you have to draft so late in the first round. It's hard to do, and because of the roster flexibility that they had and the draft capital they had, they were able to move up to get those two guys, and I'm
excited about them.
Love it.
I mean, how can you not be excited about this team and this roster?
Dude, can jump out of a pool. They have an offensive lineman who can just broad jump out of a pool.
You could do that.
I thought this was give me your takeaway on this. Oh, we got a break now? Right when I'm getting ready to make a great point.
Yes, he told you 5 minutes to go to break. Save it for after the break. To tease.
This clock sucks. We will take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I was trying. This is interesting. So I will read this to you, as long as Nate doesn't distract you from the segment of radio we're doing.
I'm not distracted in any way.
Congratulations to the Missouri Tigers. They had six players drafted, all in the first five rounds.
They almost.
And I wish it would have been seven with Cody Schrader to the Chiefs. It didn't happen, though.
I think their record was eight. So
their record was seven. They needed one
seven?
More. One more
one
to
more?
Tie. The two to break.
Who
had the most players drafted? Let's see. Get some guesses and how many. Okay, well, then don't answer.
Probably.
It's pretty easy.
It's Georgia. Like Georgia, Bama,
no,
Texas.
No. It's obvious.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Michigan.
There you go.
Michigan, how many?
10.
12.
13.
I beat you.
Next was Texas with 11.
11.
Alabama with 10. Florida State with 10. Washington with 10. Georgia with 8. Oregon with 8. Penn State with 8. Notre Dame, 7. USC, 7. Missouri was 6.
I believe it was the first time in 9 years it wasn't Alabama or LSU.
They're falling off. It's over for them.
Hmm. Nick Saban's out there doing media now.
And there was some pretty, like, Oklahoma State didn't get anyone drafted. Nebraska didn't get anyone drafted. There was some
Nebraska's
pretty...
coming now, though, buddy.
Are they?
You better believe it.
Where are they coming?
I don't know. Matt,
you're the one that said it. I didn't back it up then.
So this is interesting. There's going to be a little Big 12 SEC biz, right? Oklahoma and Texas are leaving. We were joking about that earlier. So they had 31 players selected, the Big 12 did, in the draft. And how many did you say were from Texas?
11.
11. And I think Oklahoma had like 5 or something like that. So that's about half of the players drafted in the Big 12 were from those two schools. Now those two schools are going to be gone now. The other 4 schools coming in had, I think, 6 or 7 between them. I am curious to see and I'm not saying the league's not going to be good. The league's going to be fine. But that NFL talent, if that's going to rise in the Big 12 or not, it's going to be interesting to watch.
I wonder, like, what percent of drafted players came from SEC/Big 10?
It's monstrous.
Like the new, you know.
Yeah. The new thing. If you put the new SEC Big 10 together, you put USC and Oregon and Washington and all that in Oklahoma and Texas and the other, it's a huge percentage of the players drafted that are in there. But that doesn't mean the other leagues aren't good and they can't be fun and you know, can't go compete for a national title
occasionally. It kind of sounds like you are saying that, though.
Well, listen, if you,
a little bit.
The NFL talent, you just said, who won the national championship this year?
Michigan did.
And who had the most players drafted?
Michigan did.
It kind of correlates. It doesn't mean they're not going to be good or something, but and you can't win a game here or there, but NFL talent wins out on these things. And I am curious to see how that's going to be in the Big 12. Pac-12 is amazing to me. The Pac-12 had the number one player drafted. They had like 6 of the top whatever players drafted. They had a team in the final, and it's over. It's just gone.
It's
the Big 12! This is like the best Pac-12 year I can remember, and it's just over.
Well, Colorado's going to have a bunch of players in the first round next year.
Possibly.
A bunch?
3?
Maybe. And they already got players leaving. Dylan Edwards,
I don't know.
You know, the kid from Kansas who was committed to Notre Dame, then went to Colorado, he's back at K-State now. So he's not at Colorado, he's at K-State now. The portal's going all directions. And I don't know if it's sustainable at Colorado with the way it's going out there. We'll see.
It'll be fun to watch.
It's definitely fun to watch.
Dion's got his kids out there fishing for transfers.
I mean, that's the world.
Social media.
Way too early to start this, isn't it?
Yes.
Start what?
Isn't it?
I mean, yes, it is. But there was a story yesterday that Dion said he's not going to the NFL with his sons.
I mean, was there an offer out there?
These stories are in the headlines, and I just
they're fun to watch.
What's the longest Dion Sanders ever had a job?
Does anyone care that in 2022 they were 1-8 in conference? And then last year, they were 1-8 in the conference.
Yeah, but they won the first couple of games.
But did you know that?
Yeah,
I knew that their season fell apart. I didn't realize it was 1-8.
The tremendous heights he took Colorado from 1-8 to 1-8,
and their wins that they had were, I mean, miraculous. Really, I mean, it's last second stuff. So they were barely better than they were before.
I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to go to the games. I like to go to events, big events, when Colorado plays Kansas. Lance Leipold is going to put a clown suit on Deion Sanders, and Kansas is going to beat the brakes off of Colorado.
I tend to agree.
What am I doing?
You just said
send
it.
Send me home.
No.
Please,
you're here.
Home now.
Please tell me you recorded that, Jake.
It's recorded.
Oh, we have that for the
Lance
Leipold
intro.
I'm just being
that's
honest.
True.
Does anyone doubt that?
No.
Like all the hype and pub will be on Colorado, and then you can see, that other guy is a lot better coach.
He's such a good coach. I mean, it's
like, I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited for the new league. I am excited. I'm very excited for the new league. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just telling you,
this. As a Kansas fan, I like Kansas competing in this league a lot more.
Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after this on WHB.